Well, no, no, she sent me a text saying she's running late, but I don't know what her long.
What do you think, Melissa? Okay. You have a 0.99.
Yeah, what's up with that? You go.
I guess that was the most improved. I really
most improved color of all time.
I guess I really just didn't get it last week.
And now you just got it in spades.
When she's, I was like, oh, that's it. That's easy. You can do that.
I guess so. Put your mind to it, you can do anything. So, shall we go over the specifics of it all? Okay, let me just find this. Okay, so the first one, wow. So three of you nailed it. The response was Fun Eggy is 6. So Brianna nailed it, Melissa nailed it, Chris nailed it. And Giacomo, you were in the ballpark, 5. Dustin, you were 2 off with a 4, and then Marie gave it a 1. So maybe we should skip that for when she shows up. So number 2, Farnegie gave a 0, and Brianna gave a 1, Melissa 1, Chris 1, Marie 0, Giacomo 1, and Dustin 2. So, Dustin, you were the only one 2 or more off. So let's read that one.
I don't know how she felt about me. That's one of the big mysteries of my life. She never said what she felt towards any of her children. I don't know how she felt about me. Was showing that she was thinking about how she felt and saying, I don't know.
But I don't know is I don't know.
Yeah, but at least she was, like, trying.
And,
like,
saying that she does feel, like, identifying that the mom does feel.
That's why you gave her a 1?
I think the person's acknowledging that you can't be sure, I guess, how the other person's feeling. But at the same time, the last line, she never said what she felt towards any of her children, so it's kind of saying, like, if someone doesn't say it, you can't kind of figure it out at all. So it kind of brings it down.
So you give it a 0.
Yeah, what makes it a 0 rather than just a 1, like an absent?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the...
I get, like, all the scores but the 0.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know, like, when we were going over the 0, sometimes if it was a negative 1, then there was an inquiry made as a 0. But, I mean, I just didn't really gather how...
Remember, 0 is one of those middle
scores. Yeah, but I mean, you know, but they had said, like, if it was a negative or a hostile, and then later they...
Maybe that's...
You know, added to it, like, that would be a 0, like, with the inquiry, but...
1 is not repudiated, right? So
yeah,
I thought that 1 was not.
Yeah, I gave it a 1 too. Just the, you know, I'm not sure.
So Farnegie must have been thinking that it was a little bit repudiated, right? If you give it a 0, bring it down.
All right, let me read this. So actually, this particular response is listed under unintegrated, bizarre, or inappropriate RF. So it's listed under the negative 1 types of responses. Let me read what he writes here. For example, the subject may express a belief that the caregiver made extraordinary effort. Well, let me back up. In other instances, the reason may be given, but the transcript does not allow the rater to make an appropriate inference as to affect or behavior. The different statements seem not to hang together. That's the key element here. For example, the subject may express a belief that the caregiver made extraordinary effort to be present at important times in the subject's life, yet may ignore this evidence in coming to a generalization about the caregiver's emotional stance. For example, in one interview, the subject described how his mother took time off work every time he was ill, turned down opportunities for promotion in order to be available after school, took all holidays to ensure her availability at times of transition or other crises, yet the subject said, I don't know how she felt about me. So we didn't hear all of that before. I don't know how she felt about me. That's one of the big mysteries of my life. She never said what she felt towards any of her children. So here the behavior indicates caring, love, support, approval, you know. But this person who's being interviewed, remember these are all AAI responses, this person wasn't able to attribute a mental state to these many, many behaviors on the part of the mother indicating love, support, whatever. There's not only opaqueness of mind, but I can't even try to interpret the behavior of my mother. I have no idea. So that's why it's a zero. It's kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we had had that...
Right. So if you had the entire response, I think more of you would have scored zero.
I think based on what we have, though, one is probably...
Yes, I would agree with that. So in the absence of the rest of it, you would probably score a one.
So then we were all with him.
Exactly. So that clarifies that. So then we go to number three, and everybody is close, but, you know, you can do better. Chris, you in particular are way off on this one. Fonagy gave a negative one. So Brianna gave a one, so you're two off. Melissa nailed it. She got negative one. Chris, you gave a three. Marie gave a zero, so she's in the ballpark. Giacomo gave a negative one, so he's right there. And Dustin a one, so you were two off. So you were the outlier on this one. So somebody read the third response.
She was a curious person, my mother. Unpredictable, even odd at times. One day, she cut down all the flowers in the garden. The other thing was that she was very shy.
You hear the bizarre?
Yeah, I mean, but she had also identified some emotional states to it, and, you know, so I guess that's why I went with the three.
Yeah, but well, listen to the emotional states that she identifies. Curious, what was the...
Unpredictable.
That's a painful.
Okay, unpredictable.
But then she gave the example, you know, of cutting down the flowers.
But she's hostile. Cutting down all the flowers, the woman is enraged. But you don't hear that.
I thought shy was the only thing that was possibly even, like, emotional. Yeah. I didn't
even
think
it
was.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you get?
A three.
Just being radical behaviorism is bizarre, unintegrated,
But it's the bizarre. I mean, here's this woman who's out of control, enraged. I mean, this is how I'm interpreting her behavior. And this guy or woman, whoever, chooses to interpret it as curious. You know, unpredictable, yes, but that's a behavior. And then shy. It doesn't hang together, in other words.
I guess I'm picturing a mentally ill woman just kind of going through, you know, a bizarre and, you know, unpredictable, cutting down, you know, doing some strange behavior, and, you know, and she was also kind of shy.
I guess because they paired even odd at times with an example, I think that's why it kind of threw me off as not going lower. I agree.
So that's negative one.
I just think
it doesn't hang.
I think it would... Why is she talking about the flowers?
Yeah.
And then, the other thing, she was very shy. Like,
yeah.
What does that have to do with anything you were just saying? Like, I don't know. I just felt like they were pulling things out of nowhere.
But I think that, weren't these spoken, though? So, the like, rather than written?
Yes, they were spoken.
Like, oh, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why, I don't know. But I can see why. Yeah.
She cut down all the flowers in the garden. Oh, yeah,
I
and she's shy.
Yeah, that's how I kind of read it.
It's just a little... Yeah. This tendency, which appears to be a lack of integration, creates a sense of lack of meaning surrounding mental state attributions. Mental states may be stated explicitly, but the implications of ideas, beliefs, and feelings are not spelled out or are not reasonable. Intense feelings may be attributed to the other and presented as if they had no meaning for the subject. Nothing is said about how it makes them feel. For example, she was a curious person, my mother, unpredictable, even odd at times. One day, she cut down all the flowers in the garden. The other thing was that she was very shy. Well, I would have a reaction to that if I were seeing my mother cutting all the flowers in the garden. What the hell is going on?
Well, she's an odd, eccentric person. She's in a cluster A. Maybe I spent too much time around odd, eccentric people. I always... That's his thing.
You see, where's the countertransference? We don't hear any of that. You know, so that's what makes it odd.
Yeah, I can see the oddness.
Also,
I guess
commonly,
I was just like, you know, looking at in the pieces of it. And
yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
That would be a three. It's kind of canned.
But then you also
a,
have to look at it. Does this all hang together? And this one, no. Hey, Jeremy's joining us.
Of course.
That's great.
That was a very quick joining. All right. See you guys later.
And a quick leaving, too. Also commonly, the parent's relationship may be described, but its implications for the child are the reverse of one she would expect. For example, the parent's relationship may be described as particularly distant and cold, and amply illustrated as containing such much resentment and passive aggression, yet the interviewee describes the family as being very happy. Something really bizarre. The reflective function is kaput. Something's broken there. So that was number three. Number four, Fonagy gave five. So we got Brianna 6, Melissa 5, nailed it, Chris 5, nailed it, Marie 3, that's 2 below, Giacomo 6, you're within 1, and Dustin 3, 2 below. So because Marie's involved, should we skip that one? All right. Number 5 also, Marie and Dustin gave a 2, and Farnegie gave a 6. So let's skip that one too. Number 6. Farnegie gave a 6, Brianna 7, Melissa 6, Chris 5, Marie 7, Giacomo 6, Dustin 3.
Farnegie gave a 7?
6. Is this a bad time?
Yeah, I need to talk to you afterwards.
Okay. All right. So, somebody want to read number 6?
Sure. People always saw me as somewhat haughty and full of pretensions, but really I just felt very insecure. I realize now that it put people's backs up.
He actually gave it like a 6-7 when I looked it up. So.
Yeah. I had it, you know, I can't put out
yeah,
two.
Yeah, like, what did you put in as one?
I put down the lower of the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm real low on the past few. I've been extremely low. So I need to fix what I know about the scale.
So what, take us through your thought process.
I guess I just didn't think it was that reflective, because people always saw me as somewhat haughty and full of pretensions. I don't know, I think I might have been thinking that it was sort of just a canned response,
I mean, your rating is questionable or low.
Mm-hmm.
See, what you want to ask yourself is, does it have one of those four areas that we talked about? Let me just go over them again. Awareness of the nature of mental states. Explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior. Recognizing developmental aspects of mental states. And the last one, which we're not going to use that much, mental states in relation to the interviewer. That's going to be a very rare one. So really you want to focus on the first three, awareness of the nature of mental states, the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior and recognizing the developmental aspects of mental states. So with that in mind, read it again.
People always saw me as somewhat haughty and full of pretensions, but really I just felt insecure. I realize now that it put people's backs up. Yeah, so she is doing a lot of thinking about what other people were thinking about her and what she was thinking, I guess, too.
So there's awareness of the nature of mental states,
yep.
Right? Mental states is susceptible to disguise, right? She's her insecurities were being disguised by her arrogance and haughtiness.
Yeah, I think under the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior, there's a couple of those subcategories that I took.
Yep. Which ones?
I think evaluating mental states from the point of view of their impact on behavior of self and other, and then just taking it to recognition of different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Can I put that to how others perceive the self and the subjectivity?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Which one is that? Recognition of diverse perspectives?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Point two, point three. And then the other one was, I guess, evaluating mental states from the point of view of their impact on behavior of self and other. So kind of this person felt one way, but it came off to others this way, and that's why they perceive this guy this way.
Yeah. And actually, this example actually comes from 426, taking into account how others perceive one.
Right.
So this person is definitely taking into account how others perceive her. And actually, Feinige could go up to a 7 on this one. I just put in 6 because I couldn't put in two different numbers. But actually here in the manual, it's 6-7. Mm-hmm. So he's hedging. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, number 7. Feinige gave a 1, and almost everybody got this right. Brianna 1, Melissa 1, Chris 1, Marie 1, Giacomo 2, and Dustin 4. So here you overshot. So who wants to read 7?
They thought of little else except what was good for their son, what might please me. They were quite preoccupied by those kind of concerns.
One more time.
They thought of little else except what was good for their son, what might please me. They were quite preoccupied by those kind of concerns.
I assume
there's no recognition of opaqueness of mine. It's kind of assuming she knows everything, kind of.
Yeah. Well, that would be a problem, right?
Yeah.
And I assume the son was writing this, and it was all self-serving.
Yeah, the self-print as a category.
Yeah, it's, self-serving, distorting slash self-serving.
Self-serving.
Yeah, I figured it was the son writing this, and third person, I guess, and recognize that parents have their own thoughts, but it's only self-serving.
Yeah, where is that?
Well, I mean, and he also, as far as the reflective states, even though it is about, he doesn't even describe his own, you know, if that made him happy or not, or it just did, you know, what this person they thought.
And that the only thing that consumed their mind was
memories of the mental state of self and others may be overwhelmingly egocentric, putting the self in a prominent role.
Okay.
Such transcripts are indicative of the subject grossly overestimating the extent to which the self may have been the cause of the behaviors of others. Think like a little child who thinks that the world revolves around them, and so their mommy and daddy left because they did something wrong. That's a very distorted mentalization, right? It's mentalization, but it's extremely distorted. It's self-serving. In some transcripts, it is evident that the subject erroneously assumes that the self was the intended target of other people's actions, when this is quite unlikely to be the case. A woman with quite rejecting parents recounted the following story. I remember the time when they were going out for the night, and I was, as usual, very upset that they were leaving me, and I cried and cried. They came back quickly, like in 20 minutes, and my mother said the car had broken down up the lane, and they had to abandon it, which they did, but I think they were just not wanting to leave me. And they went through this whole farce of getting the car mended and everything.
That'd be a negative one.
Huh?
That's very bizarre.
It's a zero.
Okay.
Interviewer, what makes you think it was because of you and not the car? Subject. I just know.
You already have a car.
I just know. I always knew that they sensed what I was feeling.
That should be a negative
one. That's a zero. That's a goose egg. It's close to a negative one.
Yeah.
It's definitely close to a negative one. But you hear that kind of like total self-serving.
Yeah.
If the goal of mentalization is to understand why a person is behaving toward you and why you're behaving toward another person the way you are, that kind of the they thought of little else except what was good for their son, what might please me. They were quite preoccupied by those kinds of concerns. I mean, the mentalization is way off. You can't give that a score of 4.
What if it's really a 9 and he's very in tune with Winnicott's theory of infant preoccupation?
You can't remember that young because of infantile amnesia.
I was just checking.
Okay.
You passed.
Thanks.
Why do you give that 2?
Huh? 1.
What if he had a really good analyst that, uncovered that and broke through?
Oh, man.
Amnesia? I bet you could do it.
That would be a case study.
Yeah.
Number 8. Everybody got a 1, and that was the correct answer. So, that's great. Number 9. Fonagy gave a 3. Brianna 4. Melissa 2. Chris 2. Marie 3. Giacomo 1. Dustin 2. So Giacomo, you were the outlier.
Yeah.
You were 2 down. You want to read it?
Yeah. My mother and I are very similar. We understood one another all too well. That is why we never got on.
Like that along. Yeah, these are all British subjects. This is a study that Fonagy did in London. So it's lower questionable RF, and you gave it absent RF.
Yeah. I guess understood each other well. I guess I'm not.
But there's some kind of like reflection, like, well, because we understood each other, that's
leading
exactly. The behavior was that we couldn't get along so well because we were so similar.
So like understood each other was like the implicit.
Right. Okay, I get it.
Would also be a 3 on the DR scale.
No, don't talk about that. We keep these separate. Don't infiltrate.
I can see that.
I'm trying to integrate.
Oh, don't do that. That's going to screw you up. Save that for after the coding. Because, we're going to correlate these scales and see how high or low the correlation is.
Maybe it's already done.
Well, Vermonte, did he do some of that?
Yeah, but he also used additional, I think he made up some low measures.
Additional what?
Scales that he also used.
Oh, okay.
Used, like the Beyond Grid.
Okay, but your sample size is, and Jacqueline's is much larger than his, I believe. So you can say with authority whether these different coding systems are related or not.
I can say it in English.
Number 10. Fonagi assigned to 6. Brianna 7. Melissa 6. Chris 6. Marie 7. Giacomo 5. Dustin 6. So that's fine. I don't think we need to talk about that. So let's go back to the ones we skipped. We skipped what? 1, 4, and
5.
Okay. Number 1. Fonagi assigned to 6. Brianna 6. Melissa 6. Chris 6. Marie 1. Giacomo 5. Dustin 4. So.
You weren't having enough.
So, who wants to read it?
I'll read it.
All right.
I really was way off. I still feel the same way about him dying. It was cruel and unfair for someone so young with so much more to give to die. So I don't think my feelings have changed. But now, as I think about it, I realize that, in fact, I hardly ever think about him or his death these days. And I actually, well, probably resent it a bit when other people keep talking about him. And I think I gave it a 1 because I didn't get any sense of the person's mental states, the other person. But I think as I went through it and...
Remember, we already talked about this. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
You're looking just for mental state. Doesn't matter whether it's about the subject,
right.
The object, no difference. We're just rating mental state.
Right, and there's some other, isn't there another clause that talks about, like, over time, and but now as I think about it, the temporality, so...
Developmental states.
Yeah, so I think I remembered that after I submitted it.
And the feelings of resentment, and, you know, he goes quite a lot of detail.
I guess I was, like, thinking it was the other person. Like, I didn't have a sense of the other person.
Right. You committed the Melissa error.
Yeah, West, not this week.
Yeah, no, not this week.
No.
You've gone into mind meld with Fonagi. All right, number 4. Fonagi assigned a 5. Brianna 6. Melissa 5. Chris 5. Marie 3. Giacomo 6. Dustin 3. So Dustin and Marie gave a 3. And Fonagi a 5. So, see, that would have worked for reliability, yeah. But sadly, not with the gold standard. So, who wants to read that?
I thought my mother felt very resentful of us, but I'm not really sure if she felt that way herself.
It's a recognition of differences in perspective. I can have one view of things, but this other person can have a completely different point of view of the same events. That's complex. That's complex.
Or average.
Well, yeah. Certainly not low or questionable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you watching my thoughts on your laptop, Dustin?
I just have all the questions and I have mine and thoughts.
I just have to check. Sometimes that happens.
And I'm on Skype with people.
You're the old Richard trick.
That poor kid if he ever listens.
I never heard from him again. I don't know.
He's downstairs getting therapy right now.
We really put him through the ringer. You know, let me just go over the rules for questionable or low RF, the 3 score. It's given to quite common passages where the rater is uncertain if the passage represents genuine reflective functioning or just a canned statement, which is produced in response to the interviewer's demand, but is not underpinned by genuine reflective functioning. The passage may make use of mental state language, but there is an absence of material which would support the assumption that the subject genuinely understood the implications of their statement.
And it seems like I was just quoting that first part of it and thinking that that was the canned response. Like, what does that even mean? Like, you know, like, it wasn't really explained too well that why, how was she resentful or why she was resentful or anything. And mm-hmm. I just saw this very quick response, and I think, you know, that's what I was thinking. But this whole next part, I'm not really sure if she felt that way herself.
See, I would agree with you. If you didn't have that second sentence, it would be a 3. But that second sentence bumps it up to a 5 automatically.
Okay.
And remember, we're taking the high note.
Right.
All right, and then 5, did you say, Giacomo?
Yeah.
All right, so Fonagy 6, Brianna 6, Melissa 6, Chris 6, Marie 2, Giacomo 5, Dustin 2. So, once again, you two are mind-melding each other. Sadly, though, Fonagy's left out in the cold. So, who wants to read that one?
I'll read it again. I saw him as behaving in an uncaring way, but actually I was very angry with him at the time because of the way he treated my mother. So perhaps that's why.
That, this one, I feel like he doesn't talk about how the person's feeling at all. Just
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So, but is that a mental? I was very angry with him.
What? Well, uncaring.
It's a mental state. Uh-huh. A feeling is a mental state. Feelings, beliefs, ideas, fantasies, fears, thoughts.
Okay.
Intentions, motivations. It's all.
Getting a little hard.
Anything going on in one's mind is okay. is a form of mentalization.
I might like the Melissa mistake.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But you see, and also there you have what of these 4 domains for moderate to high RF, what of those 4 domains do we hear in this? Nature of mental states.
Teasing out the mental states, underlying behavior.
Uh-huh. What about the third one?
Recognizing developmental aspects.
Yeah. I felt this way as a child, but now I feel this way.
At the time.
He's contrasting 2 different mental states from 2 different developmental epochs, right? So... when you see that, when you read that, you're thinking already minimum 5. A 4 if it's really, really weak, but you should be thinking in the 5 range automatically and then thinking possibly more. And indeed, Fonagy gave a 6 for that. So you want to think minimum 5 and then think about bumping it up or keeping it at 5. People getting this? Should we try practice 20 for next week? Practice? Not from the manual, but from you guys unused.
There's one many left at all. So
yeah.
I just let everyone know, I just don't tell Jeff because I'm not going to be here next week, so I'll make sure.
What?
So I'll make sure to listen and...
So we'll miss you. We'll try to soldier on, Giacomo.
Thank you.
But if you guys can get me the 20 responses and send those out,
sure. And then transcribe the podcast. So you
know. All right, and the faculty met today for the first and second year classes, so actually I have some time if Marie, Brianna, and Dustin want to meet after this meeting, I can do that. To get that out of the way, it's up to you guys.
What about the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th years?
That's June 8th.
Oh, what happens on June 8th.
That's when we
Judgment
talk about those other...
the whole fact
new
news.
Rapper.
Huh?
The whole fact news.
Every last one of them.
New rappers. We have
get our
okay.
It's a massive Ooh. Cat fight.
We were talking about clinic stuff, too? Or just
yeah. Tom was there. Everybody was there. Perfect yeah. attendance. Even Marshall, who's been on sabbatical, he was there.
When did he go on sabbatical?
This past spring. Yeah, he's been out the entire...
When's he come back?
Today.
Oh,
today was his first day back.
Oh,
yeah.
So he only took off one semester?
Yeah.
We had a different Rorschach teacher.
Who did?
Who
was it?
She's an old time.
Marshall? You have to retake it.
Yeah. I enjoyed her as a teacher.
It is a rite of passage, though. You absolutely hate it when you're in it, but then you realize, like, a year or two later on, when you're actually doing it someplace, like, oh my god, you know, like, that wasn't so horrible, and I learned a lot.
Yeah. I feel like I still
like, that's why
so.
You need to retake it.
Yeah.
Like, because
you just want us to feel the same pain.
Get every